Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We are living in a time and a culture when people can retire earlier, yet they live longer. And what happens then? What happens when you and your spouse are empty nesters and you don't need to work as much or at all outside the home? And maybe your kids are far away, so nobody really needs you very often. So many couples find themselves in the second half of their lives simply drowning in time and money and nothing to do. There's a kind of desperate pleasure hunting, restaurant and travel seeking, and inflicting yourselves on your adult children. But there has to be more to life than that. Man was not made for pickleball alone, even in retirement years. Quite the opposite. The second half of one's life can now be a striving for a deep friendship with Jesus, growth in virtue, and helping others like never before. There is something that we can all learn from the men and women who go into monasteries and convents so that they can grow in intimacy with the Lord and in virtue and holiness. So, what's stopping you? Now, I don't mean what's stopping you from entering a monastery or a convent. I mean, what's stopping you from committing to these things, to seeking a greater friendship with Jesus in prayer, to really converting from your sins and vices to a life of virtue, and to a real commitment to spend time helping others spiritually and materially? You have the time, you have the money, you have the freedom. Why not try to create a place of monastic peace and holiness right in your own home and in your life for you and your spouse, so that you can both grow closer to one another, but more importantly, closer to the Lord? And this isn't just for empty nesters. It actually works for everyone. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, what do they do in monasteries that we can take into our own lives? Well, the first thing they do in monasteries is to worship God, which is actually the top duty of every person in the world, to worship God. In the Eucharistic prayer at Mass, the priest says, "It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ." This is what they do in monasteries. Always and everywhere they give thanks to God and worship Him, first in the Mass, but also in the monasteries and convents, their lives revolve around the liturgical year. They live the liturgical year together. So that means daily Mass together, daily Rosary together, extended times for reflection on Scripture and silent prayer. It can also mean doing the Liturgy of Hours together with your spouse at set times throughout the day. This is really what gives the day structure and prevents your time from turning into an unfocused, aimless blob. The second thing they do in monasteries is they work. They work for the good of the household. And even if you're retired, you and your spouse should still have daily work. And it doesn't actually have to be the same work. In fact, usually it isn't the same work in the monastery. But the husband should have some work he's doing for the good of the household, the good of others, and the wife should have some work she's doing for the good of the household and the good of others every day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Monasteries are also places of penance and silence. So a husband and a wife should, especially during Advent and Lent, develop shared penances, which they can offer up lovingly to the crucified Lord. Nothing is worse in old age than to simply abandon yourself to physical comfort. Holiness and a meaningful life in the Lord, they require self-denial, and that has to be what both spouses are willing to pursue. Also, monastic houses are places of silence. Don't leave on the TV or the radio. Remove the unnecessary distraction from your life and create more silence in your home. It will give you more to think about and more to say when it's time for good conversation. St. Faustina writes, "Silence is a sword in the spiritual struggle. A talkative soul will never attain holiness. The sword of silence will cut off everything that would like to cling to the soul. We are sensitive to words and quickly want to answer back, without taking any regard as to whether it is God's will that we should speak or not. A silent soul is strong. No adversities will harm it if it perseveres in silence. The silent soul is capable of attaining the closest union with God. It lives almost always under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. God works in a silent soul without hindrance." I love the words of Faustina. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Monasteries aren't just houses of prayer and work and penance and silence. They're houses of friendship. They have set times for meals together and times of recreation together. And you and your spouse should have set times every day to eat together, to walk together, to talk together, to do beautiful things together. And most importantly, Monasteries are houses of charity. The charity monastics show is primarily in their hospitality. Religious are famous for welcoming strangers into their houses and sharing meals with them. So, are you practicing hospitality on a regular basis? Do you have family and friends over regularly? Sundays are the best days for this. But religious also go out to help the poor, the sick, the imprisoned. So are you and your spouse regularly giving time to go help those who are both spiritually and materially in need? If you are giving time generously to meals and recreation with your spouse, and if you are furthermore taking the love and generosity God has shown you and offering that to others by hospitality, then your house won't be an empty nest. It will be a house where God's grace and God's love and God's joy serve as a beacon to everyone around you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, when my kids were young, we had five kids in 7 years. There were lots of times, Teresa, when your mother was, she was not worried that I would run off with another woman. She was at times worried that I might leave to get milk and then go to a monastery. You know, when couples are in the midst of having and raising kids, getting them through school, getting them out into the world, they often think to themselves that it would be nice to have the peace and the prayer and the order of a monastery. But then, when that becomes a real opportunity for them, they often just pass it by. Maybe the husband gets totally caught up in living for some work project, or the wife gets totally caught up in living for her grandkids. And then this chance to live a life of prayer and discipline and charity and friendship gets lost. Monasticism requires discipline and flexibility and generosity. but it is objectively the highest form of this life, as well as the greatest preparation for the next life. Wouldn't that be a beautiful way to try to spend the second half of your life? And actually, we can incorporate its elements at every part of our life, wherever we live. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, you're a long way from being an empty nester.
Well, my nest is pretty empty, you could say that.
Actually, that's true.
That's true.
You're just on the front end of being an empty nester. That's very true. Yeah. Interesting point. Very interesting point, because there are more people in America who live alone than live with somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the first time in American history, maybe world history, that more people live alone than live with others.
Easily. I was even just earlier when we were at Mass, I was thinking about Tariq. In Israel, living, we went and visited his house. We met all of his children and his wife, and what was it? His mother also lives with them, and his brother at least lives in like the same building as him. Well, they're all crammed into one tiny little space.
Yeah.
So anytime you want to be with them, you just get to be with their whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. Think of what. So. There's a dangerous side to this, in that we can isolate ourselves so much and we can insulate ourselves so much that we begin to live a life of hell. Hell is isolation, solitary confinement by your own choice, essentially. But we can also take advantage of the great gift that God has given us.
I have a friend right now. She's about to move in. She has two kids and a husband, and they're about to move in with
to your house.
I wish. I have invited Many a couple though come live with me. I'm like, oh, it's so hard to find a place right now. Come live in my house. I won't even know you're there. But she's actually moving in with her sister-in-law and her kids.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was like, we forget that that's even an option or a way to live life, but living in community is very important, and we've lost that.
Living, yes, it's absolutely, because...
But this still does all apply to me, because I'm about to, a friend of mine is moving in with me this summer, and this is something I really do care a lot about, which is living in community at home. Having time in the mornings where everyone gets up and prays, and having time to eat dinner together.
Now, I wasn't thinking about this. I wish I would have put it in the meditation.
Sure.
But if we communicate to those that we live with what we're trying to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
then we can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't communicate it, we might be butting heads unconsciously.
Uh-huh.
So for example,
I make my coffee and you're in the middle of your meditation and you're trying to focus, and now I'm
yeah, I have a friend who is he was always trying to do his meditation in the morning in his office on
mm-hmm.
the first floor of their home.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife didn't realize, so she was always coming in to talk with him.
Yeah.
He just never communicated.
Mm-hmm. I always loved in college. It wasn't very often that our schedules aligned, but certain mornings where my roommates and I would all do our meditations at the same time. And it was so beautiful to sit together in silence with God.
How did you communicate to each other that you had this
Oh, we were
desire?
All introverts. It was very easy. You walk in with your little notebook and you sheepishly sit down and you just open it up and they know.
But you must have communicated that you have this desire for meditation time. And
we already, I think just in our daily lives, we were very aware of our own separate dedication to morning meditation. It was just a big part of our friend group. Everyone did morning meditation. So that was the expectation already.
So you set the expectation and it was communicated
mm-hmm.
in some
yeah,
fashion.
Yeah.
Because this, we can't assume this. If we don't communicate
mm-hmm.
our hopes.
Yeah.
And our expectations and help each other.
This is just recalled. This is so off topic, obviously. Not off topic. It's on topic, but not doesn't really help. One of my most beautiful memories was going to Colorado with 12 friends my freshman year of college. And every morning, we'd wake up bright and early, and we'd all just quietly, without communicating at all, except by prior assumption and understanding, we all just drifted into the living room with our notebooks and whatever we were reading. And the couple, like first couple hours in the morning were completely quiet, despite having 12 people
yeah.
in a little place that only had like 3 rooms. It was a little condo
yeah.
in Colorado. So you could see the mountains and the sunlight coming in. And we were all in company, but also in silence and with God.
Yeah. So it can be done in community. Absolutely. This
mm-hmm.
is what a monastery convent does. So, but I really encourage people, create your recipe of life,
mm-hmm.
your structure. Communicate it to whomever you live with. Invite them into it.
You try to explain that to a toddler.
Yeah, trust me. I tried to explain that to you when you were a toddler.
I vaguely remember at least trying to explain that nap time was not for me.
Exactly. It was for me.
Yes.
But I also want to, I don't want to discourage people out there who are living with spouses who maybe don't share the same goal of holiness and prayer
mm-hmm.
yet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up hope, but that are not being very helpful with this recipe of life that we're these ingredients we're talking about here. And I want to encourage you by reminding you that when the family of St. Catherine of Siena decided they weren't going to let her become a nun.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to make her stay at home and be the servant of everyone else. And they purposely tried to make it so she never had a moment alone or in silence.
Mm-hmm.
She created a little chapel in her soul. And she would turn and go there and find Jesus in the midst
mm-hmm.
of everything. And Jesus met her there.
Yeah.
So it's never, the Lord will always meet you in your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as we can, let's share our hopes and dreams with for this type of life with the people we live with and invite them to be involved in it, because it is a very beautiful way of life. God's given us time, money, beautiful places to live, such an opportunity, and we don't want to just squander it with useless distraction and entertainment. We don't want to spend the rest of our life that way. We want to grow in transforming union with Jesus. Well, you and your new roommate will have to work out your monastic schedule.
I don't think it will be too difficult. I think she already has a very beautiful spiritual life. So maybe I'll just try to mimic her.
That's the whole point. We help each other.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation. Oh, I have one more thing.
What's your other thing?
Monasteries have missions. And think about this. So many of the people praying with us, they're very well educated.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very successful in careers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of experience. They know how to deal with people. Now they have a prayer life. They're the perfect person to become a spiritual mentor.
Yes, I was just talking to someone about this. We have a great need for spiritual mentors.
A desperate need for spiritual mentors. We all know, so you and I know,
mm-hmm.
so many young people who are dying for a spiritual mentor. And we have all these people with all this worldly knowledge. If you fit this bill, let us train you to be a spiritual mentor. And because one of the most fulfilling things is to help people for the rest of your life grow closer to Jesus. We have people out there who are mentoring 2, 3, 4, 5 people. We have people out there mentoring 40 and 50 people. It becomes their full-time job, their mission. So this is what we need to build an army of spiritual mentors. So let the Lord inspire you and let us train you. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.